Back court side as we get set for boys bracket coverage. Two quarterfinal games for the ladies already in the books. We saw Arcadia Valley, the number one seed, advance. And we just saw the number five up in the four as North County tops St. Genevieve. That will be Arcadia Valley and North County advancing on into the semifinal round. They'll meet up later this week. Now we switch to the boys' quarterfinal side. At first up, we'll have two quarterfinal games coming your way on the boys' bracket. First up, it's the overall number one seed, Farmington, taking on the number nine in Arcadia Valley. Well, that's what we have today, 1-9-4-5. We'll have the 4-5 coming up after this contest. But before we talk too much about that, we'll be able to talk to our coaches. And as we step aside in 2 minutes, we'll come back with the thoughts from the head coach of the Farmington Knights, Justin Callahan, on J98. It's time to switch to the boys' bracket quarterfinals for the MAAA Conference Basketball Tournament from the Bob Secrets Fieldhouse. Our first boys' matchup, similar to the ladies, 1-9. It's Farmington matched up with Arcadia Valley. In the boys' bracket, our first quarterfinal broadcast. Joining us on the pregame, head coach of Farmington, Justin Callahan. Coach, MAAA Conference Tournament time. You come in as the overall number one seed. Target on your back. I imagine it was going to be there regardless. So how do you feel about the team headed in?
I think we were playing pretty well. We had a little, nice little streak there, won four in a row, and really, you know, scoring a lot of points in the 70s and 80s. Friday night we had a really tough loss to Jackson, lost by one. We had a 5-point lead late, but just couldn't quite finish, and missed free throw here, and then not blocking out on another free throw at the other end, and then just didn't quite execute, but it was an outstanding Jackson team, so, you know, we're right there. So overall, I think we've been playing okay.
When you look at the MAAA as a whole, a lot of parity, a lot of similarity between a lot of the teams. Everybody's beat the person to their left or to their right once or twice. What is the parity inside this tournament? How do you think it'll unfold? I mean, everybody's so close, it could be anyone's.
Absolutely. When you just go through the list and look at the players in the conference, there's just a lot of very good basketball players. So on any given night, you just never know. So we just try to come out and worry about us. So on the end of the night, we got, you know, Arcadia Valley, just like, there's a perfect example. Jake Pryor is one of the better players around. He's just, we played him a few weeks ago, and he just basically was unstoppable, you know, first half. We just sold him down a little bit the second half, so. Yeah, just a lot of good players, a lot of good teams, a lot of good coaches. So it's going to be a difficult task.
It seems like with as close as the teams have been, especially in the latter half of the regular season, an off night, you can become a spectator very quickly.
Absolutely. So, you know, I hope we're boys ready to play, because, you know, it's a lot of fun if you can get to the semis, you know, and play Friday night, big crowd, generally, you know, and over here on this floor, it's a lot of fun. So, you know, we're supposed to win tonight according to the seed, so we'll try to convince the boys that, no, you got to come out, and just because we showed up over here doesn't mean we got to win. So hopefully, you know, and they've done a pretty good job of responding basically all year long to that. You know, they know they got to go out and play, so hopefully we'll do it one more time.
Well, I think they can remember from Christmas, the one doesn't always win the thing, so they know they've got to come out, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the one, you know, the seeds, everybody knows. Central, right. Just beat us last week. They could have easily been the one seed, us the two. You know, West County came in, I think, this evening. I think they were 17-3. You know, and end up with a four seed. So, you know, North County's playing well, so you just go down the list. So they kind of throw those out the window at this point.
I don't know if I could have explained the trifecta, the square of parity, better than that. So, Coach, Best of luck surviving and advancing on this tournament.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Once again, the head coach of the Farmington Knights, Justin Callahan, as they get set to take on the 9-seed Arcadia Valley next on J98. Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161. Anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi. Sounds like life.
A special night with Daryl Worley. A special guest, Matt Cannon, is Saturday, February 11th at the Arcadia Academy. VIP tickets are only $100, and you can enjoy dinner at 5:30 plus tickets in the first four rows for the concert, which begins at 7, or get show tickets for only $25. Details at ArcadiaValleyAcademy.com. Don't miss Daryl Worley, February 11th at Arcadia Valley Academy in Arcadia. Brought to you by First State Community Bank.
Matt Greenwood with Arcadia Valley head coach Ricky Turnbow ahead of their game against the Farmington Black Knights. Coach, Jake Pryor, kind of the standout guy for you. Big physical guard. What do you need from him tonight to get the win?
Well, we're going to need a miracle because he is not playing tonight. He's got the flu and he's sitting at home. So, Jake's out. You know, he played really well against Farmington the first time we played him. He had 19 in the first half. And we're obviously going to miss him, but he's not with us tonight.
Who's got to step up then?
Pretty much everybody else not named Jake Pryor. And, we're excited to give it a shot. We obviously are playing the number one seed, and our big downfall is our size, and they're very big. But I think our guys are ready to go, and we're just going to, what can you do? Give it the best shot you can and see what happens.
They do have a lot of offensive weapons. How do you shut them down?
We've got to find a way to rebound, and we, like I said, we played them the first time and played with them for a couple quarters, and Jake really kept us in the game, and we still had trouble rebounding. Even I thought we did a pretty good job defensively, and we just couldn't clean up the boards and finish the defense, and so we got to hope for some bounces to go our way and be patient on offense and just see what happens.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
Coach Ricky Turnbow of the Arcadia Valley Tigers ahead of their game against Farmington coming up shortly on J98.
Your adventure starts at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. Josh Harris, along with a great selection of off-road, on-road, or on-the-water fun. You also have great financing, don't you?
We do. We've got financing as low as 0%. That's free money, Mark. Right now, you can get you an off-road vehicle at 0% interest. Stop by and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center right off Highway 67 in Farmington. Your adventure starts here.
Black River Electric Cooperative cares about your safety. So when you're doing jobs around the home or farm, look up and check out the location of power lines before using that ladder to clean gutters or before you paint. If you're unsure about the underground cables buried in rural areas, call Black River Electric before digging for underground cable locations. Black River Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of our communities we serve.
Washington County Aggregates, located just north of Potosi on Highway 21, is locally owned and operated. They are also state-approved to crush limestone, and they offer a range of sizes. Washington County Aggregates also produces agriculture lime used as a high-quality fertilizer. Fill dirt is available as well, and at Washington County Aggregates, they deliver. Contact the quarry office at Washington County Aggregates, located just north of Potosi on Highway 21 at 438-7342. That number again is 438-7342.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
J98, the boot.
Backcourt side. We are on to the latter half of our broadcast schedule for tonight. We are on to the boys' quarterfinals. We have back-to-back broadcast for the boys bracket quarters. First up, it's the 1-9 with the Farmington Knights matched up against the Arcadia Valley Tigers. AV actually comes in sub 500, still two games down at 9-11. Farmington at 15-5 on the season. A couple of losses recently for Farmington, but you look at who they lost to: Sykeston, Jackson, Bluff, Hazelwood West. Ludicrous competition that they've faced throughout this season, and that's really been the story for Farmington for the past couple of years since Coach Justin Callahan has been back at the helm. Very difficult early schedules for the Knights, and usually it pays off about this time of year. They already won the Central Christmas Tournament to close out 2016. They'll look to claim the conference tournament championship. Their first step will be getting by Arcadia Valley tonight. AV has a big hill to climb, the 9 versus the 1 matchup. They'll be without their leading scorer, their veteran, the man that runs the offense, Jake Pryor. As your coach Ricky Turnbow mentioned in our pregame interview, the Well, what do you need from him tonight? A miracle. He's got the flu. He's not even a part of the contest tonight. So it'll be a tall task for Arcadia Valley. Their starting five will be made up of Dylan Huff, Austin Wren, Dakota Jones, Peyton Whited, and Tatum Jones. The starting five for the number one seed, the Farmington Knights. Number three, Cody Wright, a 5'10 junior. Number four, the 6'2 senior, Alex England. The leading scorer, number 23 junior, Brendan Hardy. The big man inside. Gold trim down the side. Knights logo on the left hip. Knights across the chest in black lettering, black numerals outlined in gold. AV in the road, black and gold uniforms. Black stripes, or gold stripes rather, up the black shorts. Arcadia across the top, Valley across the bottom of the yellow numerals. The first hip goes up and sent right back. We'll have to try that one again. Now it goes up. The tip is won by Arcadia Valley. Nearly taken away immediately. It'll be Dylan Huff getting things started. Isaiah Gibbs back to Huff. And we are underway. Back to midcourt. Defense swarming for the Knights so far. AV is going to have to try to find somebody to run their offense with Jake Pryor not a part of the flow tonight. We'll see who steps up in his place. Gibbs up top, finds Huff. Move over to the far side, put on the floor, crossover dribble over to the left wing, sent back up top. There it is with Gibbs. Gibbs drives inside, the door's closed. They'll kick off to Huff on the right wing. Huff head fakes, sends it back between the circles to Gibbs. Gibbs hesitates, pro hops his way through, goes up and under, off glass. Beautiful move by Isaiah Gibbs. They give AV the early 2-0 lead. Tyson Gray switching at the top of the circle. And then from wing to wing, from England to the near side to Gray to Lawrence down low. And he muscles his way through the lane, draws contact, makes the shot, and will head to the free throw line to try to convert on that and one opportunity. 6:51 on the clock. And the free throw is missed. The rebound pulled down by Gray. He goes back up, can't get the shot to fall. Now Gibbs pulls down the board. Trapped right at the midline there. Austin Wren trying to drive baseline for the cutter. Dakota Jones knocked away at the very last moment. Here's Alex England driving back the other way from block to block. Leaves it there for Tyson Gray. Trailing just steps behind him. A hesitation on the pass by England. Perfect feed to Gray. Gibbs in the backcourt. Being shadowed the whole way up by Cody Wright. Finally across the midline is Gibbs. It'll be fouled right at the midline and a sideline inbounds on the far side of the floor. Foul comes in at 6:16 in the first quarter. It'll be called against Cody Wright. That will be his first. The first foul on either side, or the first foul on Farmington, rather. The inbounds comes in from the far sideline to Dakota Jones. He'll kick back out to Wren on the far side. Double teams rotating over to the ball carrier as soon as the pass arrives. Gibbs, overhead pass, down low, inside, off square with the left hand. Dakota Jones able to get the shot to go. England across midcourt, all ready for the Knights. 4-4 early on. England has it bounced off of his shoulder and ends up in the hands of Dylan Huff. Dylan Huff across the midline, picks up the dribble, fires between the circles to Wren, now into the far corner. Called for the walk. On the far side was Dakota Jones, the 5'11 junior. And a timeout called on the floor. That timeout called by Farmington Knights coach Justin Callahan. The timeout comes with 5:43 to go in the first, tied at 4-all. I want to thank some of our sponsors like Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve, Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds of Potosi, Black River Electric in Fredericktown, Andy's Garage in Park Hills, and Arcadia Valley R2 School District in Ironton, featured in our contest as we speak. 5:43, Still to go in our opening frame, just getting underway for our third game of the evening. Tied at 4-4 early on between the 1, Farmington, and the 9, Arcadia Valley. Coming out of the Farmington timeout, it will be Knights basketball. We'll have to go the full length of the floor as Tyson Gray lobs it into the backcourt to England. England will bring it into the front court across the midline. Shakes to his right, shakes to his left, and then passes off to Hardy. He'll rotate into the corner. Will England pulls up on the three in the near corner. Can't get it to go. The rebound comes out. He'll get another shot from the exact same spot as he gets fed from right. Now Lawrence inside misses twice. The fifth shot for the Knights. The sixth shot for Farmington. Six shots later, they finally get a bucket from Tyson Gray. Six shots. Unbelievable. Five to go in the opening quarter. AV trying to find some rhythm offensively. Gibbs battling against a double team, 35 feet away from the basket. Now Huff trapped back by Tyson Gray, trying to throw it off of Gray. It bounced right into Gray's hands. He'll feed Brendan Hardy out on the run. Nobody out there to contest it. An easy layup. 8-4. The Knights doubling up the Tigers early. Rin in the backcourt. Lobs to the front court on opposite sides of the center circle. Now into the near wing. It stops with Dakota. Dakota picks up the dribble, fires over the top of the double team to Gibbs. And this defense for Farmington is swarming the 1-3-1. Not a very familiar look for a lot of the area teams. So when you see it and you haven't seen it a lot, difficult to assess. And AV fires from the far corner back to the top of the key. Now trying to overhead pass, and it's Hardy out on the run. Nobody there with him. He had Gibbs trailing him from the right, or from the left, rather. It was either watch him make the bucket or foul him. He watched him make the bucket. 10-4, the Knights out onto a push. 4:06 to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds to continue action on G98.
Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health is an integrated co-occurring mental health and substance abuse service provider with offices throughout the region. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health can help if you're worried that someone you love might have a mental or substance abuse problem and don't know what to do. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health is accredited by the Commission on the Accreditation for Rehabilitation Facilities. Visit cmobh.org for free confidential online screenings. For more information, call 1-800-455-5749. That's 1-800-455-5749.
Four minutes, 6 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The first of two boys bracket quarterfinal games tonight. It's the overall number one, Farmington, up 10-4 over the 9-seed Arcadia Valley. Now Austin Wren has it in the front court. Double team going to trap him on the sideline and the midline. He lobs over as it comes to him. Al Huff trapped on the near side. A bounce pass to Wren. Double team comes his way. He'll bounce it to Huff. Same story there. They'll move it into the near corner. A long three over the top of the rim into the hands of Gibbs. Huff, the recipient of the pass at the top of the key. Now they'll bounce down low and a foul called inside. This foul stops the clock at 3:35. It was Dakota Jones down low. Not fouled. Just got trapped really along the baseline, trying to rip the ball away from him. Just got a little bit too much arm inside. Wren on the baseline, lobs it up top to Dakota. Back to the near corner. It's Austin Wren. Screen set. That'll let Wren fire the ball to the far sideline just to reset the dribble. Send back to the near side to Gibbs. Gibbs hesitates, drops it off of his own shoe. Had a clear lane to the basket. A switch up on top to Vandergriff to Gibbs. Now switching again. Is trying to find that mismatch. Alex England rotates over and corrects that for the Knight defense. Now back to Vandergriff in between the circles. Picks up the dribble. Has to get help. Wren comes to help him. Now to Gibbs in between the circles. Switching all over in between the circles. It's getting further away from the top of the key. And they're just not getting that mismatch. Now Wren dribbles to the near side. Gibbs trapped. A double his way. Drives inside. Lost the basketball. And Gray will lead the fast break. Back to the other end of the floor, splits the triple team, and missed the layup. We've seen that quite a bit tonight. People going for the layup rather than the pass. Now AV takes it to their advantage, goes back to the other end of the floor. Dakota Jones with the right hand off glass, right at the 10. 10-6, a four-point margin. England, a catch and shoot on the left side for three. Shot won't fall. Lawrence there to clean it up. He'll go baseline and puts it up and in. He stumbles on his way back, but seems like he is all right. Basketball lost by Gibbs. Soon as he crossed midcourt, Hardy back the other way with a left hand. Soft touch off glass. He's got six in the opening quarter. Six for Hardy, four for Lawrence, four for Gray. The Tigers trying to find the offensive flow. Deep three for Wren, and he got nothing but cotton from 22-plus. Gets it to go. 1:40 to go in the opening quarter. Trying to answer on the other end is Brendan Hardy. Says, you can go from 22. I'll try it from 23. Yes, sir. Got it. 17-9. 1:30 to go in the opening quarter. Gibbs to Wren on the far sideline. Now they break midline. Into the front court. Nearly lost it is Gibbs. He shovel passes through the lane to Dakota Jones, camped out inside on the near block. He's had some success down there despite being fairly undersized. They just kind of forgot about him. Lawrence with a long baseline jumper on the near side won't fall. England comes up with a rebound. He'll fire it over to Wright, and Wright blocked from behind by Dakota Jones, but called for the foul in the process. He was trying to deflate that ball rather than block it. The foul will be going against Dakota. 1:04 to play in the opening quarter. Cody Wright will shoot free throws. Gets the first to go. See some substitutions. England off. Lawrence off. Gray off. And then we see Santagraw, Friend, Wright, Hardy, and LeBrat. Second free throw does not roll. Rebound goes to Wren and the Tigers. Down by seven, under a minute to go. Vandergriff picks up his dribble, drags the pivot foot, trying to stop his momentum. Saw a good passing lane. Tried to whoa up a little bit too quickly. And turns it right back over to Farmington. 51.5 in the opening quarter. Inbounds from Hardy to Santagraw in the backcourt. Santagraw puts it on the floor, drives inside, kicks out. Open look in the near corner, off right. Doesn't fall for Friend. Rebound comes out to Hardy. Friend back into the near corner. Had another look at it. Instead pumps at it and passes it up. He'll drive inside. Dish. Santagraw on the far side. Kicks to Schramm. He'll drive baseline. And this is a young man that I think can develop into a dangerous basketball player. Jackson Schramm. Very athletic. Very long. Very, very agile inside. This one's poked away as AV tries to go back the other way. Under 15 to play. Santagraw with a head of steam. Goes up and under with a left hand and gets it to fall. Bryce Santagraw in the scoring column. Under 5 to go. 22-11. And this one's... Tigers early on. We'll be back in 1 minute and see how quarter number two will unfold on J98.
Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown is a great place to get everything you need for any occasion in your life. From a great selection of food, including a fresh deli and bakery, to all the latest trends in fashion clothing, electronics, housewares, hunting supplies, and more. And special occasions? Well, Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown stocks everything you need for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more. Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown. Always a good choice. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know? All that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's just, it's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
One quarter in the books for the first of two boys quarterfinal games, and a catch and shoot three right as we step back in. As soon as the second quarter starts, Schramm short on a triple from the near side. 20-11, Farmington. Oh, what a move by Cameron Friend. Steals it, goes behind the back, and can't finish on the other end. Sansagrar comes up with an offensive rebound, kicks it back out to Friend. He'll go back behind the back, kicks to the near corner. Sansagrar can't get the shot to go. One of these guys owes the other an assist, for crying out loud. Neither one could make the shot. 20-11, AV trails, and an over and under. He just palmed the basketball right as he crossed the midline, tried to stop and jab step. Just lost the basketball in the process. That'll give it back to Farmington, back to Sansagrar as he crosses the midline into the near corner. Schrum pump fakes, drives, and then left it off for LeBron, who has never saw it coming. And now stolen by Cameron Friend. I don't know how he just got that basketball. That was unreal. Dropped it off for the trailing Jackson Schrum. And Cameron Friend is doing his best Curly Neal impersonation right now. Just playing flawless defensively, facilitating in the process, forcing the AV timeout. 7:05 to play in the half, 24-11. Farmington pushing the pace. Got to thank some of our sponsors for helping us cover the MAAA. Not only supporting us, supporting all these kids playing in this tournament just the same. Dwayne Doza Auto Body of St. Genevieve, the Oasis Christian Bookstore in Farmington, Boyer Lumber of Potosi, Kernan Auto Body in Bon Terre, Quality Transportation of Pilot Knob, Jackson Hewitt's Tax Time in Farmington, Meyer's Shoe Store of St. Genevieve, and Valley R6 School District in Caledonia. Once again, thank you to our sponsors for supporting our broadcast and supporting some extra coverage for all these athletes in the MAAA. That, it is much appreciated. 7:05 to go in the half, 24-11 in favor of the number one seed, the Farmington Knights. Arcadia Valley, the 9, topped the 8 over the weekend on Saturday. Bismarck, the 8, upended by the 9 seed Arcadia Valley in the opening round. That's how AV earned their spot in the quarterfinal. They're a little bit understaffed tonight. They don't have their leading scorer. Their senior veteran, Jake Pryor, not a part of the contest tonight. He's at home with influenza. Thanks for staying home, though. Don't want to spread that. Under 7 to go. Arcadia Valley tries to answer. Wren on the left wing with a 3. Short of the mark. The rebound comes down to Sansagrar. Outlet pass to Schrum. Pass too far out front of him. He'll have to corral it. Kick it back to Hardy. Hardy sends it back to Schrum. Schrum sends the most awkward baseline wraparound pass to LeBrot. It got home. I don't know how he curved a pass from 10 feet, but he did. He'll send it all the way back around the horn to him. He'll drive baseline and float and finish. He's been playing wonderfully. He's got 4 in the contest. Vandergriff and the Tigers switching up top now with Wren. Wren puts it on the floor, drives through, draws contact, and the shot will not count. Foul on the floor. He did a great job to get that shot to go through contact. But nonetheless, the foul comes prior. Substitutions for the Knights. Hardy out, Gray in. Here's Wren along the near side baseline for Arcadia Valley for the inbounds. Oh, and Gibbs had to jump up and pick it out of the air with one hand. And a foul will be called on Sansagrar. That's the first he's been charged. 4 on Farmington, 2 on AV. The lob right in front of us from Gibbs to Vandergriff to Tatum Jones. Wren up top, switching, screen set by Vandergriff, has to lob up over the top just to get it from Wren to Vandergriff. Here's Schuff driving inside, trying to kick back outside, and a shot flipped up out of the hand of Wren. It went off glass and almost in, not intentional whatsoever. Back the other way, a walk call as Cameron Friend jumped into receiving a pass. Just chopped the feet as he did so. I'll give A.V. the basketball in the backcourt. Gibbs has it on the opposite free throw line. Lost the handle. Taken away by Cameron Friend. Goes behind the back. Dishes to Sansagrar. Sansagrar goes block to block. Gets it inside to Gray. And the war of attrition is going to start to take effect eventually. You're starting to see a little bit of that as Farmington able to rotate 5 guys in at a time if they so choose. A.V. not that much depth. The foul puts Tyson Gray at the line. Makes the first free throw. Can he get the second? Now you have subs coming in for Farmington, and as they go by, they said, for who? They're just rotating. Sansegraw Friend out. Paulus England on. Second free throw for Gray. All nylon on that one. 5:28 to go in the half. 28-11 is the score. Screen set at midcourt, trying to free up Wren. Schrum does a good job to work around it and blocks Wren from behind cleanly. Takes it to the other end of the floor. Drops it off for Tyson Gray. Who is this number 20? I've seen him multiple times this year. This is a different man. He's locking down on Wren defensively. Huff now face up guarded by Paulus. He'll move it to the near wing to Vandergriff. Switching up top, gives it to Dakota Jones. He'll go through the lane, strong on the right hand, off the high part of the square. Missed the runner. The Knights back the other way. A whistle comes in. A point guard walks. A different point guard, though, this time, Paulus. We've seen all three point guards walk so far. 30-11. It escalated quickly. Under five to go in the half. Schrum in the backcourt with Wren locking up defensively. Nearly forces a pass out of bounds. It gets to Vandergriff on the far sideline, right in front of the front row. A pass over to the left wing. A jump pass to Tatum Jones. A pass back to the trailing Wren. He'll pull up from outside. Shot won't fall. A rebound saved by Gray after being touched by Paulus. Back to Paulus. He'll bounce it from corner to corner. A bounce pass to Schrum for the three. He couldn't get it to go. LeBrock fighting down low. And Gunner muscling his way inside for two. AV searching for an answer. 32-11. It has been a big, big push. Now Schrum takes it away all by himself. He's going to outrun everybody. Spins through the lane. Who is this guy? Just 360 floating through with an up and under. Jackson Schrum. 6 points in the first half, four in the quarter. He has put in the time. AV looking for the answer here. Dakota Jones has it knocked away on the far sideline, parallel with the volleyball stripe. Goes out of bounds, back to AV, substitutions again. Schrum heads off, Lawrence on, LeBrot off, Wright comes back. Gray, England, Paulus, Wright, Lawrence for Farmington. And the steal out, nearly stolen, Huff dives on the floor, calls timeout. With 3:25 to go in the half, 34-11 in favor of Farmington. This game was 14-11 at one point. 3:25 to go in the half. We'll be back in 30 on J98.
Want to update your furniture but don't know where to start? Start at Fisher Furniture in Ironton. We have what you need to get started. The best American-made furniture, room planners, and ideas. From contemporary to classic, rustic to transitional, put a name to the look you love. And with no interest financing, you can get the furniture you want for any budget. And we don't stop there. Get the quality appliances, televisions, and mattresses you've been looking for here at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Back towards side at the Bob. MAAA tournament action. 34-11. Farmington out front. AV looking for an answer offensively. They're going to drive inside baseline, draw contact. That'll be headed to the free throw line. Will be Isaiah Gibbs. He's got 2 points in the game. The first 2 points for either side. His first trip to the free throw line. Converts the first. See how he does with the second. Second free throw out of his hand and in. So it gets him to go. And the Knights go back the other way with England, Gray, Paulus, Wright, Lawrence. Here's Paulus with a basketball. Backs out 30 feet. Tries to throw it overhead. Tipped away by Tatum Jones. It'll be fouled along the far sideline. And it looks like Hardy will check back in. Hardy will swap with Gray. So you have Gibbs, Wren, Vandergriff, Huff, Dakota Jones for AV. Hardy, Wright, England, Lawrence, Polis. Here we go. Inbounds comes into Vandergriff. Bounce pass down to the block. Oh, man, that was a nasty rejection. You heard that. It sounded like somebody smacked the table right in front of me. Cole Lawrence flies through the lane and rejects that into a crowd of cheerleaders under the bucket. Out of bounds to AV, so I'll get the basketball back. Under three to go in the half. Trying to get something going here and bounced off the knee of Brendan Hardy into the front row and nearly square into the face of Ian Lamb. Good reaction, cat-like. Again, an inbounds now on the sideline for Arcadia Valley. Trapped in the near corner. Dakota Jones trying to work his way through it. He'll get it out to Gibbs. Gibbs takes it to the far corner, switching and rotating on that far side with Wren. An overhead pass brings it back up to Huff, now thrown into the front row on the far side. 2:34. And Knights basketball. They'll have the inbounds in the backcourt. 34-13, they lead it. Here's Hardy driving through everyone with a right-handed runner. He drove not only through his opposition, he had to work around his teammates to get that to go and still able to finish. His first bucket of the second quarter with 2:10 to play. Here's Huff at the top, the Vandergriff to the near corner. A good look at the triple. Getting a little piece of it maybe was Lawrence, but that allowed it to be deflected right into the hands of Isaiah Gibbs. And he goes back up and in for AV, 36-15. Under two to go in the half. Polis, right wing three. Yes, sir! Bottom of the basket.
I ran into Polis during pregame warmup. He shot a three. The long rebound came out, hit the stairwell over here. I grabbed it with my right hand and gave it back to him. And so I, you know, just gave him the power to knock down those long-range shots.
It was the prolonged assist is what you're saying.
The very, very prolonged assist.
Out of bounds once again. Not able to really get anything going offensively. Farmington has been switching up defensively. I mean, that really the 1-3-1, the zone, it's an enigma to AV right now. They're really having a difficult time working against it. 1:30 exactly on the second quarter clock. A quick shot on the other end. Bounces on either side of the 10 before falling off left to Lawrence, who goes right back up and finishes. The rebound and the putback. 41-15. Gibbs with his heels on the circle. Brings it to the near side. Chest pass to Wren. Switching up top. And Wright will be called for the foul. He was looking inside, out of position, and Wren used it against him. That's the third on Wright. 1:12 to play in the half. That is foul number seven on Farmington, so 1-1 scenario for Austin Wren. And he'll only get one, but the rebound goes to Gibbs. Gibbs feeds it to Jones. Straight away, Vandergriff for three. Can't get it to go. They are struggling offensively in the absence of Jake Pryor. Here's Hardy driving, stopping on the left wing, passing to the right wing to Sansagraw. They'll keep it moving into the far corner. Now Ian Lamb, his first appearance in the contest. And now a give and go inside to Cole. A behind-the-back feed right back to the cutting Lamb, and he's in the scoring column. They are just playing pretty basketball early on. And AV trapped on the far side with Jones. He'll hand off to Huff. Huff has to work through a screen just to get it to Wren, who drives baseline. The shot won't count. A foul prior.
Can we please just get the continuation call at every level of basketball? That was a strong, powerful move from Austin Wren. And guess what? He has to earn those 2 points back.
Well, I don't disagree. I mean, he did everything that you would see in any other facet of basketball that you've probably let that roll.
I mean,
first free throw is in.
I mean, you can do something about it, can't you, Greg?
I can talk about it on the radio if you want me to.
Nah, the point is passed. They know where we stand.
And he gets both to go after missing the front end earlier. Under 20 to go. Here's Cameron Friend as the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It will stay with the Knights.
I don't think many fans came to tonight's game thinking they had to be involved in the action.
If you come to a game here, you better be ready in those front rows. Here's Lawrence down low. Can't get a shot to go. Hardy there for the tip in and put back. And those two are tit for tat in the scoring column so far. Down to 5-4. The crowd starting to chant. Gibbs has to get a shot off. He won't. Friend steals it and never got the shot off, but instead just ran as far away as he could so make sure that no one else got it.
And he looked at the time after he was already in front of the scoreboard up above.
Thankfully, it's four-sided, so he had to actually run a little bit further to glance back and see he was out of time. 45-17, Farmington controlling the pace, the scoreboard, momentum, and the absence of Jake Pryor really starting to show for AV. 45-17 as they go into the locker room. The Farmington Knights way out front, the one over the nine. We've got 9.5 minutes until we can start the second half of play. That means over the next 9:25, AV is going to be on that dry erase board. So we'll take a 2-minute pause, and when we come back, we've still got a victorious head coach to hear from, Coach Zach McVay. Matt was able to catch up with Coach McVay after the victory, so we'll step aside for two. And when we come back, let's hear from Coach McVay in 2 minutes on the Boot.
When quality counts, you can count on us.
This is Greg Redfield of Redfield Collision Center. When we say when quality counts, you can count on us, we mean it. Our customers know that they can count on us to be here when they need them, and they also know that they can count on us to be there to honor any possible warranty issues that may arise for years to come. I cannot stress this enough. If we've ever repaired one of your vehicles and you see anything that you feel needs our attention, please call me on my personal cell phone, 314-541-0156. This is the kind of service that you can always expect from our teams at Redfield Collision Center, Farmington and Festus. Find us on the web at www.redfieldcollision.com.
When quality counts, you can count on.
Redfield. Don and Lisa Hardy of D&L Developers are proud supporters of the Farmington Knights and all the local sports teams, and they wish all the teams the best of luck this year and the next. Call D&L Developers today at 573-760-6145 to find your dream home. That's D&L Developers. Call them today for your dream home, 573-760-6145.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood back with Coach Zach McVay of the North County Lady Raiders. A tough victory this evening over St. Jen, 52-49. Talking to Coach Banks before the game, he said if we can keep Holly Forbes below 20 points, we have a good chance of winning. Mission not accomplished. How did she do it?
Well, I mean, she's a tremendous talent, and it's just fun to watch her in the transition game, in the full court game. Our coaching staff, Coach Farr and Coach Kemp, made some adjustments in the second half, allowing her just to kind of work without the ball and kind of give some give and goes, which she was able to attack the basket and then ultimately get to the free throw line.
Got a couple of missed free throws towards the very end, but a chance to get more opportunities from the charity stripe because Avery Reed knocked herself out of the game with 5 personal fouls. How big was it in the final minute and a half that she went out of the game?
Well, it was big, and Meyer was out for a while as well, which allowed us to sit back kind of more in a zone and not necessarily worry too much about the three, but also just able to key in more on Riddles. Now, she still got hers and did whatever she wanted. She's just a tremendous talent, but I thought having Meyer off the floor late allowed us just to kind of focus defensively and stay in that zone and focus on Reynolds.
Now your matchup against Arcadia Valley, it sort of feels like size-wise, position by position, you match up pretty well with them. Bigs and bigs, guards and guards, that sort of thing. What's that going to come down to?
Well, it's going to come down to us just execution at this point. I mean, everybody knows each other. It's matchups and execution. But I think for us to win, or at least to have a chance going in the fourth quarter, our guards have to play better. Our guards have to take care of the basketball. We can't have so many unforced turnovers, so many giveaways, as I like to call it. And we've got to be able to put some pressure on Arcadia Valley. Whatever we decide to do, and we'll have a couple days to game plan and scheme. But I think if we can get them in a half-court set, I think if we can maybe slow the tempo down, I think it gives us a better chance going in the fourth quarter. But they're the one seed, deservedly so, and, you know, Johnson's a heck of a talent, Ed, but really all six seniors, and they really have the sophomore and freshman coming up playing really well too. So we've got our hands full.
How do you deal with the anticipation that they might double or triple up on Holly Forbes?
Well, I mean, that goes back to, once again, our guards have to take care of the ball. Kaylee Wentz is going to have another big night. I thought she played extremely well tonight, clutch free throws late, some rebounds late. But really, I mean, if they're going to run some type of junk defense on Forbes, or everybody else, the surrounding cast is going to have to pick their game up.
All right, Coach McVay, soak this one in. We'll see you on Thursday.
All right, thank you so much for the coverage.
Zach McVay, head coach of the North County Raiders. They take it 52-49, the 5 seed, moving on over St. Jen, and they will now face the Arcadia Valley Tigers, the 1 seed in the MAAA Conference Tournament. More game action on J98.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Heather Ray of Missouri Highlands. The perfect gift this Valentine's Day is the gift of heart health. February marks American Heart Month, a great time to commit to a healthy lifestyle and make small changes that can lead to a lifetime of heart health. Quality, affordable healthcare for your family is available, and it's right here at Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Visit mohi.org to find a clinic near you.
JR joins us now from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And JR, you wanted to tell the folks about all the great side-by-side you have on the lot at Midwest Sports.
That's right. I've got a huge inventory of Suzuki, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Polaris, ATVs and side-by-sides in stock right now. Everything's on sale. If you need help with financing, we have financing options to help get your payment where you need to be. If you're looking to get one, just come on down, see JR Midwest Sports Center.
That's JR at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington.
Bill Seeley joins us now from Precision Equipment Company on Highway 67 in Farmington. And Bill, everyone knows you as the home of the Skaggs Z-Turn mower, but at Precision Equipment Company, you offer much more than that.
We do indeed, Mark. Skag, Cub Cadet, Arctic Cat, Gravely, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Kawasaki, and the list goes on. Everything we sell, we stock the parts, we service what we sell, we take care of our customer.
Something for every budget, something for every need.
Indeed, Mark, as well, financing, zero down financing. Come on in, drive it home.
Can you take a test drive?
Come on in, we're open 6 days a week. You're welcome to test drive anything we got.
What's the phone number?
573-760-0777.
Stop by and see Bill Seeley today at Precision Equipment Company, Highway 67 in Farmington, the home of the Skaggs Z-Turn mower. Precision Equipment Company, where they service what they sell.
-17, the score between the number one Farmington Knights and the number 9 seed Arcadia Valley as they head into the locker room. Both teams already back out on the floor, warming up, getting set for the second half of play. And in that first half, really, really, really started to notice the absence for Jake Pryor of Arcadia Valley. I hate to mention him so much, but you started to see it. The need for someone to take over in the scoring, someone to establish an offensive flow. I will run through the individual scoring, and it will kind of tell you the story. Arcadia Valley, you have Isaiah Gibbs with 6, Dakota Jones with 6, Austin Wren with 5. Individual scoring for Farmington, Tyson Gray 8, LeBrat 2, Polis 3, Lawrence 6, Hardy 13, Shrum 6, Lamb 2, Wright 1, Santagraw 2. Kind of tells you the story about how versatile Farmington is in this contest, how much deeper that they are. They can rotate literally two different basketball teams out at any given time, and they are designed to wear you out, to change the flow, to make you think on the fly. And when you're forced to think on the fly, out of sorts, out of rhythms, you make mistakes. And they're doing that to a T so far.
They certainly are, and they crash the glass well. They make the most of their second chance opportunities. They don't turn the ball over too much. They'll have spurts while they turn it over, but then by that time, they've already built themselves a 20, 30-point lead most of the time. So really, it's just a very complete game, complete team. And Coach Callahan, he's got a great group on hand. They beat Hillsborough earlier in the Central Christmas Tournament Championship. So they're just a really well-built team and built for a strong, long run into the playoffs.
Now that rematch is in about 10 days, but we've got a lot of hoops to get to between now and then. Just our first broadcast day of the tournament. And running through the lane as we get started for the second half of play, AV will open up with the basketball, floating through and finishing. And Farmington answers. Hardy tries to pump at the three. He goes out of bounds along the baseline, but quickly on the other end, getting into the action is Arcadia Valley. Wren and Gibbs in the backcourt. Gibbs the inbounds to Wren, and he'll bring it across the midline as AV works right to left in the second half of action. 7:27 to go as we just get started in the second half of play. Catch and shoot from straight away. Jacob Thompson getting his first taste of action. Quickly shooting, coming up empty. Now Farmington back the other way with Gray. He rolls one across back iron, falls off left to Austin Wren and AV. 1 minute gone in the third. And AV trying to come up with back-to-back buckets and get some momentum trending their way. And a steal, Tyson Gray steals it from the backside, then dives on the floor, tie-up called. And that will give the Knights the basketball. 6:50 to go in the third.
That's another facet of Farmington's game that I really like. They really don't allow too many teams to go on a 6- or 8-0 run. They just really shut you down all around.
And as soon as you start to figure out one look defensively, they change it. Timeout on the floor as the defense does change. 6:50 to go in the third. 45-19. Back in 30 on J98.
If an unfortunate accident happens, don't settle for just anyone to put your vehicle back into shape. Trust the professionals at Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre. Not only does Kernan Auto Body offer years of experience and accepts only perfection when it comes to their work, but customer service and convenience are also top priorities for their customers. Kernan Auto Body now offers windshield repair for chips and cracks. And as always, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre accepts MasterCard and Visa. Call them today, 573-358-7300.
Back out of the timeout. Catch and shoot three. Yep. Nylon Hardy. His second three of the contest. He's up to 16 points. First made field goal of the second half on the inbounds, catch and shoot. Quick work. AV trying to get something going. Oh, man, elevating was Gibbs for a long two from the near side of the floor. About a 45-degree angle with a backboard. And he's showing off about a 35-inch vertical right there. It looked like he springboarded a little bit against Cody Wright, who's called for the foul, his fourth.
Well, and after Gibbs made his move where he pump faked and got Wright to just lift his toes or his back heels off the ground, he could hear the moan from Coach Callahan. And then the applause because Wright was able to block the shot, but unfortunately picked up the foul first.
And that is number four on Cody. So we'll watch for a little while. Here's Hardy on the right wing. From right wing to left wing, driving and kicking back out is England. Shrum in the far corner, back up top to England. Gray inside, draws contact, drops it in, and he'll head to the free throw line. That makes it 50-20, 6:11 to go in the third.
Nice move by Tyson Gray. Found himself somehow wide open underneath the basket. He initiated the contact. The baseline official didn't see it that way. And now to the line is Gray.
And converts on the and one opportunity. He's up to 11 into double digits. 51-20. AV trying to find something. Gibbs drives inside, lost it on his way in. and tossed it right into the number four of Alex England. The Knights go back the other way. England, a furious pace into the far corner. Hardy rattles one in from the far side of the floor. 54-20. The Knights can't miss.
It was 45-20. And now it's 54-20. We talked about it. They do not allow teams to go on runs. AV, they had that possession, as you mentioned. Then they turn it over. Tyson Gray gets the steal. And then ever since that possession, it's been all Farmington.
At one point in time, this was 14-11. It's now 54-20. Under six to go in the third. Up top, Wren spins. Goes in through the perimeter. Lost the basketball. Hardy out on the run all by himself. Right hand off glass. And the Bloomsdale Bank, it's open for Brendan Hardy. He's got eight in the quarter.
Seen that too many times, AV losing the ball off the dribble with their guards, and that leads to easy points for Farmington.
Baseline jumper on the far side, or on the near side of the floor, rather, Jacob Thompson. Can't get the shot to go. England drives, floats, left his feet, passes off to the near side wing. The three for Hardy doesn't fall. And ill-advised. Three on the other end of the floor. Wren just shot that from about the attack stripe. About the volleyball line on the floor. That's 28-plus. He got it to go. Give and go once again. Find Shrum cutting to the basket from Lawrence. You can't get it again.
You can't sleep on defense if you're AV. You got to pick up your man right away. That's what AV is going with.
And Farmington's not letting off the accelerator. I mean, 58-23, they're subbing guys in, and they're not slowing pace at all.
Well, it's their chance to go up by 40 before the end of this quarter and to have that running clock and put in all the backups.
The sideline inbounds from the near sideline comes into Huff. Huff keeps it moving. Dakota switching up top. They fake to Vandergriff. Jones will drive through, throws off glass, shot won't fall. Hardy there for the rebound. Hardy pushes it across the midline. Chest pass into the front court. A three ball from the far side for Gray. The miss comes down to Shrum. Shrum jumps and shot puts it towards the rim and in. He's in double figures. He's got 10. Vandergriff and the Tigers trying to find something, and this one's tipped into the front row. And a pretty sweet catch by an older gent in the front row. Just one hand stuck it out like a baseball glove. Under four to go in the third, 60-23. AV on the short end of the stick trying to get something going. Trying to find some rhythm, some momentum. Shot missed on the other end by Huff. He'll try to go back up and get the miss. Foul Shrum in the process. Stops the clock at 3:47. 60-23. Looking at some sponsors. D&L Developers of Farmington, St. Genevieve Care Center of St. Genevieve, Country Bouquet of Ironton, Holy Ready Mix of Potosi, North County R1 School District. We saw them victorious earlier this evening. Farmington back into the front court. England drives inside from the right elbow, puts the shot up off glass, can't get it to go. And Gunnar LeBrat comes down with a rebound, tries to go back up, and is fouled in the process. Gunner looks like he's about 29 years old. He's out there 18, built like a grown man.
Certainly is. And you look at the matchup coming down the floor before he goes to the line. And you have Dylan Huff, who should be no more than a one, playing the three position on Brendan Hardy, who's lined up in the three. Hardy's 6'3", Dylan Huff is 5'6". This is why Farmington beats up everybody.
LeBrat goes one of two at the line.
Near turnover in the backcourt as the pass to Vandergriff, he wasn't even looking, hit off his back hip, and Arcadia Valley lucky to have Farmington pick up a foul.
A foul charge to Shrum. It'll be his first. Inbounds into the backcourt. Vandergriff trying to use his screen. And it will work. To some degree, they'll catch Gray trying to shuffle to his right. Illegal screen, and he'll be charged with his first. Three fouls on either side. And a lob pass from the sideline, nearly thrown away. Able to track that one down. From the baseline, back out. Now we're starting to see a number of new faces come in for Arcadia Valley. Huff drives through with the right hand, gets it to go, floats through, and he's into the scoring column for the first time with three to go in the third. Sansagraw driving through, feeds it to Gray. Gray lays it in.
Sansagraw did a great job of faking out the AV defense. He turned his back into the defender, looked towards Hardy, and then spun around and found Gray wide open next to the basket.
And they're going to get another foul on Shrum. We'll see substitutions. Gray out, Lawrence in. And the inbounds still to come from the far side of the floor for Arcadia Valley. It's in. Huff between the circles. Uses a screen by Vandergriff to go to the far side. Pass comes from the far side of the floor to the near side on the left wing. On to the floor, up top to Huff. Huff backs out, waits for the screen. Had a mismatch. Didn't try to use the speed. Instead, they'll kick up top. Straightaway three pumped at. And falling empty. 63-25 as Sansagraw and the Knights go back the other way with the lead, the momentum. Fouled on his way through, Sansagraw. That foul is charged to Huff, his second.
You know, even though the score is 63-25 Farmington with 2:12 to go in this third quarter, Dylan Huff, he just doesn't give up on anything. He doesn't care if you're 6'6" like Cole Lawrence is. You know, on that previous possession, he drove on him. He didn't care that he was an entire foot taller than them. And then, of course, he blocks the shot from behind. Unfortunately, picks up the foul. But still, he's got hops, he's got hustle, and he's definitely got a lot of grit.
He's back here legitimately mad in the backcourt, and for the right reasons. Sansagraw, the miss. Lawrence called for the over-the-back foul, trying to go get the missed free throw. And now, as we were mentioning just moments ago, Huff with the basketball. A bulldog face. Just a gamer catches it, takes it across. A skip pass to Vandergriff up top looking for a good look at the three. Passed up, back to Huff. He'll use a screen to come to the near side. Thought about the stop and pop, sets a screen himself. And they'll just switch up top looking for that mismatch. And Farmington switching, rolling over the screens.
There's just no space along that perimeter for AV.
Difficult to work as this one's thrown away baseline. Here's Shrum on the run with a head of steam, floats through the lane, and this young man is just putting on a clinic about dribble drive so far. And I don't know how many times I've seen Farmington this year or any team for that matter. I don't track it that well. But Shrum has never looked like this. Not even close. Glimpses. You could always tell he was an athlete. You could tell that he was a superb athlete in soccer. He gets that free throw to fall. And now you're starting to see it finally translate and trickle over onto the basketball court. And it's just, it's crazy to see.
And deservedly so. He got high fives from everyone as he took a seat on the bench.
1:20 to go in the third. That's a tough task to do if you've ever seen the compilations of missed high fives. Pass from the right wing, in between the circle, back to the right wing, dribble drive. And this one's nearly thrown away, trying to get the basketball up top to Vandergriff. Vandergriff goes back to the basket. Cameron Friend shadows him. Pass up top into the near corner, dribble drive, and looking for the kick out again. And just the door is closed. The hesitation for the fraction of a second is allowing the defense to recover, and a baseline shot on the far side. The jumper was missed. Lamb pulls down the rebound. He crosses over the defender, moves it into the near corner to Sansagraw. He'll drive, float across the lane. Gets it to the far side of the floor. Now Farmington trying to go with the entry pass. And bodies hit the deck. Whistle comes in. Matt, you've got a better view of this. I'm staring at the back of a ref.
Oh, it's going to be AV ball.
With 31.1. 66-25 is the score. And we are down to 24, 23, 22. Get your third quarter clock counting. AV's already got theirs running. From corner to corner, a 20-foot pass through the air. And now taken away by Cameron Friend and the Knights. Under 10 to go. He looks at the clock early this time. Kicks it to Lamb. over to the left wing. Sansagraw there. And a three from Lamb won't fall. Lawrence tried to catch it and put it back up, and it wouldn't fall. After three, 66-25 is the score in favor of the Farmington Knights. We'll be back in 1 minute for fourth quarter play on J98.
The Hee Haw Reunion is coming to Leadwood this year on October 7th. Gates will open at 10, music starting at 11 with Buck Trent and Ronnie Stallman from the world-famous Hee Haw. Also featuring the Bluegrass Martins, the Country Fire Cloggers, and many more. Vendors and all kinds of food during the Mineral Area Bluegrass Festival. Adults $5 at the gate and 12 and under are free. Make a plan to be there for a great day of family fun and awesome music. The Hee Haw Reunion with Buck Trent and Ronnie Stallman in Leadwood on October 7th. LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main in Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
Come back just in time to open up fourth quarter action as Gunnar LeBrant misses a close shot from inside. And now on the other end of the floor, Wren pulls up from the Cardinal logo, about 6 feet deeper than the three-point line. Shot comes up empty. Long rebound comes out to the Knights. Back the other way. Lamb for three. Can't get it to go. LeBrant skies up. Gets the board. He misses again. He'll go up and get his own miss and try it again. This time he'll be fouled. 66-25. The clock ticking away. And that will send Gunner to the free throw line. That is the sixth foul on Arcadia Valley in the second half. Just four on Farmington. LeBrant misses the first. Some substitutions taking place. We'll update you on the fives on the floor. Polis, Waddell in the backcourt. Gray, LeBrant, Lamb at the line. It is LeBrant shooting. And he gets the second free throw to go. He goes one for two. 67-25. Now into the front court for the Tigers. Tatum Jones on the floor. It's Isaiah Gibbs trying to drive inside. Lost the basketball. Able to recover inside. Gets the shot up and gets it to go.
Nice up and under move over two defenders for Farmington. Haven't seen a lot of that from AV.
And now it's Gunner back to the basket. Drop step inside. Spin move. Gunner LeBrant starting to feel it in the fourth. 5:55 in the fourth quarter. This one may have been decided already. Wren from the left wing pulls up for the triple. Shot won't fall. Trying to back down after pulling down the rebound. Tatum Jones loses the handle. Lamb pushes the pace, drives inside, kicks out. Polis, far side three. Can't get the shot to go. A.V. all collapses towards the shooter, gives Tyson Gray an easy board. Now Isaiah Gibbs goes back the other way for A.V. with defenders trailing. Ian Lamb blocks him from behind cleanly out of bounds. And a substitution as LeBrant comes off of the floor. And Colin Vinson heads on. So that's the roster.
When you're all alone for a layup, You got to go full speed because you got to know someone's coming from right behind you. Lamb did that, blocked the shot. Good defense, Farmington.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple of times, and not only this game, but throughout the broadcast this evening. AV trying to show some positive signs to close this one out. 4 minutes and change to go. 69-27. I think you might be able to go ahead and write Farmington and ink on that next line. Substitution as Gray comes out. Hardy goes in. Vandergriff comes on. Huff comes on. See Tatum Jones head off the floor. Austin Wren. Nope, both Joneses. Tatum and Dakota head off. Vandergriff and Huff come on. Wren goes to the baseline to get the inbounds. Into Huff, back to Wren, catch and shoot. Off the mark, going up to pull down the rebound was Huff. He'll kick it back out for a three. Shot won't fall there from Thompson. Hardy, the board, over to Ian Lamb. Lamb, bounce pass, near corner, three. Waddell off glass, gets it to go. And Harrison Waddell ignites the Farmington bench. The Farmington faithful, just to see him get points. Back the other way, it's Huff, short on the three. Long rebound comes out to Wren. Wren moves it over to Vandergriff. Vandergriff up top, Gibbs, open look at the three ball. Short, rebound comes down to Polis. Polis skips it through everybody, down to Lamb, who double clutches and gets this shot to go. He's got four in the contest. Driving back the other way for Arcadia Valley, trying to get the shot to go is Vandergriff. Huff diving on the floor to get the board over to Thompson. AV showing some fight. Dribble drive, kick out, Wren, long three, short. Hits off the front of the iron, goes up and down. There's Vincent on the board, over to Hardy on the near block. He'll run it up front across midline, catch and shoot three. Waddell, short, or strong rather. The rebound comes down to the near side. To Hardy, there's Lamb over on the far side, gets it in. Hardy, turnaround jumper, and just the soft touch on the turnaround.
He's got a beautiful looking shot stroke right there.
Just so effortless, but quick at the same time. Down to 2.5. And AV trying to get something going on the offensive end in the final few minutes of the contest. Polis brings it across the midline. He'll lob to Lamb on the far side of the circle. Near side of the circle, Polis. In the corner, Vincent for three. Off glass, and the rebound going in for Hardy to tip out. He goes inside, back outside. And Hardy is actually the de facto 5/point guard, and the three ball short for Vincent. And substitutions, Cameron Friend's going to swap out for Hardy. Under two to go.
Did the referee just stop the action?
No, it went out of bounds.
Oh, it did? Oh, wow.
I totally understand how you could see that. It seemed like he was just frustrated.
It was so
stop
fast.
It. Bring the guys in.
Did it so quickly.
I totally understand. A turnover for AV quickly. Cameron Friend out on the run. Bumped. He'll drive through. And fouled prior to the shot. And the foul's charged to Vandergriff. That's essentially irrelevant at this point.
Theoretically, could Farmington just not shoot this free throw? Is there a time violation on shooting free throws?
Truthfully, I'm not certain on that. Could they probably delay a little bit? I saw that earlier this year where nobody was too much in a hurry. Cameron Friend, 2 for 2 at the line. I mean, he's in the scoring column.
In terms of just not, you know, running up the score, you know?
A steal. Friend back the other way. Lobs it over. Here's Polis. Rejected. Fouled on his way through. And Huff charged for the foul.
You know, Dylan Huff, I like this guy a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't you? He's so scrappy. He's 5'6". He doesn't care. He's very scrappy. He hustles all the time. He wants to stuff the heck out of the ball anytime you shoot it. I like this Dylan Huff guy. He's been the energy replacement for not having Jake Pryor for AV.
Polis couldn't get him to go at the line. Down under 20 seconds to go. Vandergriff across the midline for the Knights. They're still swarming on defense. You have a whole bunch of guys that don't get a whole lot of starting time, and they are out there appreciating every second of it. A shot from the left wing for three. Vandergriff gets it to go, and he gets into the scoring column in the final few seconds. 78-30 when it's all said and done. The Farmington Knights cruise out of the quarterfinals and into the next round. I want to say thanks to some of our sponsors like Fisher Furniture in Ironton, Dairy Queen of Potosi and Farmington, Chicken Strip Basket afterwards, yes sir, SEMO Behavioral Health in Park Hills, Washington County Aggregates of Potosi, Mineral Area Bluegrass Association of Southeast Missouri, Walmart Supercenter of Fredericktown, and LaPlante Carpet of Park Hills. The final, 78-30. We'll step aside for 1 minute. When we come back, we'll crunch some of our postgame stats and set the stage for our final broadcast matchup of the evening. We'll do that in 60 seconds on the boot.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 Schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
If an unfortunate accident happens, don't settle for just anyone to put your vehicle back into shape. Trust the professionals at Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre. Not only does Kernan Auto Body offer years of experience and accepts only perfection when it comes to their work, but customer service and convenience are also top priorities for their customers. Kernan Auto Body now offers windshield repair for chips and cracks, and as always, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre accepts MasterCard and Visa. Call them today, 573-358-7300. When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Back courtside at the Bob Seegers Fieldhouse on the Mineral Area College campus. 3 games in the books already. We'll run through some of the numbers of the game that we just saw. The final 78-30, so we'll go quickly through those. Leading scorer for Arcadia Valley, Austin Wren with 10 points. Isaiah Gibbs with 9. Yeah, Dakota Jones with 6, Vandergriff with 3, Huff with 2. This, I didn't count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 individuals in the scoring column of the 13 for Farmington. 11 of the 13 get into the scoring column, led by Brendan Hardy's 23. Jackson Shrum finished with 13, and Tyson Gray finished with 13. So phenomenal offensive performance against Farmington, against a shorthanded Arcadia Valley basketball team without Jake Pryor. So we'll move on from the 78-30 one-sided victory for Farmington. And when we come back in 2 minutes, Matt Greenwood will step into the play-by-play seat, and he'll break down our final broadcast matchup of the night. That's next on J98.